Aaron Bowman, the head softball coach for the Kemper Knights, joining us here as we take a look at the 2019 summer season as the Knights finish up the year at 9-10. And Coach, the thing that's so interesting to me is still, I knew it going into the year all the way through the season, but no seniors and still a very, very young team. A lot of sophomores seeing a lot of playing time, but you guys still put together a good year.
Yes, it was strange. We've been wrapping up the end of the season things here the last couple days. And usually there's a certain level of sadness that goes with it when you're thinking about these players that you won't have back ever again. And, you know, did you teach them everything you hoped to teach them in the time you had them? But anyway, I didn't have to do any of those kind of reflections, and it was much more, I had much more optimism thinking, oh, man, I get her this off season, and then she's back next year. So, yeah, just kind of a very hopeful future.
And, Coach, with that, you've got a group of kids that I think really enjoys the game of softball. So what did it mean for this group to be able to have this season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how many of them got to the point where they thought, oh, no, we really won't have a season. I think they were always continuing to prepare, and they kept praying and hoping that we would get it, we would get our season. And I think there was just a huge sense of relief when we finally for sure got it. But then, just the last couple of weeks, you started hearing about teams that had to fold. And then, that kind of made me a little bit fearful. But our theme this year was play hard and be not afraid. And we used biblical references for that. But anyway, the girls did a good job of just staying the course and just enjoying every moment that they got to have. Because you're right, they love softball. A lot of them, it is their favorite sport. Some of them, it's their only sport. So this season is, the highlight of their year.
And, Coach, with that, do you feel like this season, how different was it playing with the shortened season and with the late start and everything, or did that really not impact much?
Well, once we got rolling, it didn't really seem all that different as far as, just nitty-gritty things that we were kind of getting used to anyway, like sanitizing often, and if you were around people close proximity, wearing a mask and such. But the game itself, it really didn't change that much. The defense had our own balls thrown back in, but that was really the largest impact on the game other than afterwards. I personally missed shaking hands because that's when I would pick out specific people out of our opponent and say, hey, you really pitched a good game, or wow, you gave good effort. So I personally missed that. But other than that, it really didn't change the game itself. And I think that playing softball, it was like the field was a sanctuary kind of away from COVID. And you could kind of forget everything that was going on in the world and just be there, and just it seemed to bring back some normalcy. One thing that actually was a big blessing was we had 10 days of practice or 10 to 12 days of practice with everybody there, as opposed to in May, you've got five different sports going on.
Yep.
You've got recitals, graduations, there's so much, and you very rarely have all your players. Even once games start, you've got people at soccer games, you've got people, so you might be four games in before you even have who you think might be your nine starters, but now it's your first time to actually try them together, and you're just figuring out the lineup. But this year we got to practice all together, and that was really awesome. I enjoyed that so much.
Did you think that helped the team at the start of the season?
Oh, I think so. We got to have so much concentrated effort on our swings as well, and this was one of our best offensive seasons. So I think in addition to off-season time spent by the girls, I think that our practice layout there in those first couple weeks really helped set us up for success.
Coach, there was a part of the season, it was right around when you guys made that trip down to IK Manning and picked up that win down there on that Saturday, where it looked like this team started to really feel comfortable. Did you notice that as well, or was there a different part of the season for you where you felt things were really starting to click?
Yeah, that game was a good one. That's maybe when our offense, and maybe the game right before that, when our offense really started to, feed off of each other. For example, I remember Jordan Schwabe went 4-for-4 that day, and whatever the game was right before that, Brianna Lux was like 3-for-3 or 4-for-4. And anyway, it just suddenly got contagious. when our hitters were finding so much success, and then the other hitters, then you know how mental that is.
Yep.
And when someone's really hitting a pitcher well, they come back in the dugout and they're like, oh man, she's throwing meatballs. She's awesome to hit. Perfect timing, you know, that kind of thing. And I would say that's when our offense really started to pick up.
And you mentioned two girls there, and Jordan Schwabe and Brianna Lux. Both of them had great seasons at the plate this year. I thought Jordan was also fantastic behind the plate as well.
Yeah, she does a nice job. And Kyra Brinks caught a week's worth of games in there too. And the two of them are actually more of your silent type of leaders. They're not real, real loud, but like Jordan, for instance, she's so analytical and always studying everything that's going on and keeping track of batters. And, you know, I helped call pitches there towards the last half of the season. But the two of them and Emma Bass, she catches on JV. All three of those catchers really are studying what's going on. You know, you want them to be your quarterback to really think a little harder about everything that's happening on the field. And I really got that out of them. And they all three have different leadership styles. And it's just fun to coach and to draw on their particular strengths and use those to help motivate the team, because they really have an important role on keeping those pitchers encouraged and setting a tone for the game.
And Coach, they worked with three different pitchers for the most part this year, varsity-wise. Chloe Ventiker kind of was the main one, but Carly Carpenter and even Cameron Venter got a little time in the circle, but she was your starting shortstop, so very limited in the circle. How did you see your pitching staff grow?
Yeah, you know, Chloe, she had her own struggles last year, but she told me before the season, you know, she had pitched with some pain, and this season she said, I've been working up to... You know, I've been throwing seven innings at a time, and I'm not coming out of the game until I finish. I'm not going to let anything stop me. And then I shared last night in our award ceremony that her prediction turned out to be pretty true. I mean, she had a lot of fortitude because she pitched all but 20 innings this year. And then, you know, when we needed somebody to throw people off, Cameron Venter, she has the most beautiful form and mechanics. And she admits it's not her primary love. She loves playing shortstop. But she's willing to do, you know, what the team needs. And she had our lowest ERA and lowest opponent's batting average. And she just has really sound mechanics. So I'm anxious to teach her some additional pitches in the off season. And then Chloe and Carly, they both, pitching is their primary position. And they love it. And they spend a lot of time at it. And so I know they'll do what it takes to work on it and to develop, you know, more consistency, which actually they did as the season progressed. A lot less walks. And I know they'll do what it takes to get better at their changeup, because you know how important that is for upsetting timing.
Yep.
And maybe developing at least one other good movement pitch.
And we mentioned early, Coach, no seniors. So that meant you just two juniors, but both of them in the outfield. We mentioned Brianna Lux at the plate, but I thought your outfield defense was pretty solid this year with Brianna and Kendall, the two juniors, and then Kylie Trecker kind of floating back and forth between, it looked like left field a lot of times and every now and then in center field. How did you feel like the outfield was?
Yeah, you know, with Kylie in particular, you know, she's got a lot of good range. She's very quick.
Yep.
She has an excellent read on the ball. What I liked her in left field is when someone really hits it hard, usually you have right-handed batters, and that's usually a hit that they pull. And so there's a lot of pretty hard hits that end up going to left field. And Kylie does a good job at reading the rising line drive, which can really throw off a lot of outfielders. And then I like her in center, though, as well, because then she can cover more outfield. So she kind of did the two of those with Kendall, switching with her. And Kendall, too, she's just a great team leader. Her and Brianna were like the seniors that we didn't have. And, you know, last night Kendall's teammates voted her for Kemper Pride Award because, you know, we talk a lot about virtues, and she just, across the board, really demonstrates each one of those virtues that's more than just being an athlete, but being a teammate and being a coachable, kind soul who just makes everyone feel welcome on the team. So, yeah, with those three outfielders, you know, you just have three really good girls that I just love to coach.
And we got to talk a little bit, too, about some of those girls on the infield. Kennedy Lowe, Sophie Roy, and then you had the experienced Kenji Schoen over there at first base. And you, in a way, even though she's only a sophomore, you know what you're going to get out of Kenzie night in and night out.
Yeah, you know, Kenzie is just a phenomenal athlete. She's built so strong, and she has good softball instincts. I don't think you'll find a better first baseman, you know. Well, we've got some locally, actually. There's quite a few good, but you know, she's solid over there, and you know that she's going to stop the ball. And so that can give, you know, your Kennedys and your Sophies and your Camerons an opportunity to maybe make some plays that they, you know, maybe they dove or maybe they throw from low, and they're not afraid to do that because Kenzie's going to knock it down. And also, Kenzie will throw behind a runner that just rounded third or just rounded second. And we created several secondary outs this year, which were essential, that came at good times. So, yeah, she does a great job at first base. And obviously her bat, she's got a hot bat. She can hit for power. She was among our top hitters in several offensive categories. Opponents are afraid of her, and rightfully so. So that's kind of a little bit on Kenzie. If I kind of move around the field, Sophie is just incredibly athletic. She has really good range at second. Before every game, during pregame warm-ups, I try to make every single infielder dive. And I would have a hard time hitting the ball at Sophie to make her dive because she's just so quick on her feet and she gets in front of it. That really works great for bunt coverage when she'd cover first base. She has a really pretty swing, good mechanics. As the season went, she got a lot more confident because this was her first year on varsity. And I believe half of her hits she got in just the last five games. So she was really coming around when we needed her to. And I know she spent some time on her own because she saw that she needed to get better. And so she has a great work ethic. And then moving around to Kennedy Lowe, she just has cat-like reflexes. And she's just really top of the notch. She's a nice girl who works hard, and she just wants to do what it takes to help her team out. It kind of emblazoned in my mind is that last catch against Carroll.
Yep.
When Chloe and Jordan both kind of tipped the ball off their glove, and then Kennedy was there, and she grabbed it and fouled territory. And that's the kind of thing that just kind of stands out in my mind about Kennedy, is just, you know, being quick and being there all the time. She really improved her bat from last year, too. And, again, she just has quick hands. So I'm looking forward to see her grow, too. She got voted, along with Sophie, as newcomer of the year for being new to varsity and lettering. And the two of them just really stepped into their roles and got a lot more confident and comfortable as the year went. There's one more player you haven't mentioned yet, but maybe I'll mention her now while I'm on a roll here. Haley Ostrander.
Yes,
as another.
Your DP, yes.
Yeah. She just kind of came out of the woodwork, you know. She was a good, solid leader on JV last year. She had some things to fix, and she was very aware of what she needed to fix. And, oh, man, she worked so hard in the off season, and she truly deserves everything she received this year as far as team awards and conference awards, because she just worked her tail off and got it done at the plate.
And I thought she got so much stronger at the plate hitting-wise as the season went on. Every time I would call a game or see you guys, it looked like that batting average and those numbers jumped.
Yes. Let's see if I say this right. I believe in the last however many games, maybe it's 5 or 10 games, she was batting .500. But like her teammate said, all year she was just consistent and reliable. And when she got up to bat, you just knew that she was going to, if she didn't get on base, she's still going to put it in play.
Yep.
She's going to advance runners. There's a statistic on the iPad called quality at bats, and she led our team in quality at bats, and she was just the ideal leadoff batter, also because she's a scrappy base runner. She started off the season as number 9 as the DP. I knew she'd be a good stick for us, but I didn't really yet know how she would perform in a varsity game. And it didn't take long before number one was obviously the spot she needed to be. She's a really great leadoff batter. She sets the tone.
Absolutely. And, Coach, two other girls that are used a lot as runners this year, Alexis Dirksen and also Heidi Kraus. Again, two youngsters, both freshmen, that probably got pretty good futures.
Yeah. You know, on JV, they have quite the bats. And they didn't really hit that much in varsity. They had a few opportunities here and there, but they didn't have full-time batting opportunities. But in JV, they really do a good job of putting the ball in play, and they both can hit for power. Because of their getting on base in JV, I was able to witness some good base running out of both of them. Heidi Kraus, she has an excellent wraparound slide. I remember one particular night in JV, she just had the most beautiful slide in a third base. I think the throw beat her by 2 seconds, but there's no way they could have tagged her out. It was so gorgeous. And then so that night, she definitely was the first one off the bench to run in a varsity game. And then Alexis, she's another Haley Ostrander in that she really worked hard to get where she was at, and she moved up onto varsity about halfway through the year because of her awesome base running. She had great leadoffs, and she had some stolen bases in JV, and then she just looked confident even running varsity, even though she's never done it before. So both of those are go-getters. They just have the right mentality to get in and get it done.
And, Coach, this is going to be an odd offseason for you. As you mentioned earlier, you're not losing any seniors. And it sounds like with a lot of the youth, there's going to be, even though everybody's coming back, there's going to be some battles next spring and early summer for playing time, the way it sounds.
Yeah, you know, it's a long ways off, but I've already been thinking about, okay, what opportunities do I need to try and provide these girls? You know, I can work with pitchers, but that's it. So once school starts, if they want to work on their swings, you know, how can I provide them opportunities, or who can I refer them to? And that's kind of all been running through my mind. And these incoming freshmen, too, are really good athletes, the ones that they played JV and they played some freshman games this year, too. So I'm looking forward to those girls because they've got some really wonderful attitudes. We got some, you know, really good students of the game coming up that everyone returns, you know, like you said. So there will be a lot of hungry athletes that want to see more time on the playing field, but really no one that left to give more opportunities. So it's just whoever puts in the time now can, you know, seize the opportunity next spring.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's always fun to get work with you. I appreciate it. You'll send me a text after the game's over with pictures of all the things. And then when you get back on those long road trips, you email all the other details. So thank you for everything you do for us here at the radio station. Always look forward to working with you. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next season.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate all that you do to get the girls' coverage. They love to talk with you. They love to interact with you. They really missed that this year. But we all appreciate your late nights trying to give us the coverage we need, and thank you so much.
You bet. Head Coach Aaron Bowman again with the Kuemper softball program.